You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It should be a schus. Everything we're doing, the learning should be a schus for all the chayilim. Shem Yirachem. You know, the Torah tells us that we have to be nizer in chametz. The Torah says, Shemartim es ha-matzis. You should be guard the matzis. What does it mean to guard the matzis? What are you guarding exactly? What does it tell us? So, no matter we know what, that we eat something called shmur matzah. Rashi says, Shemartim, what do you guard it from? Shelo yovel idei chimutz. It shouldn't come to become chametz, to become leavened. Mekan amu, from here they said, Tivach, if it goes ahead, and as someone is kneading, the woman is kneading the dough, right? We all know the Mishnah itself uses, talks about women. We know that when they started a matzah bakery once in Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's shtot in the city where he was at that point, so they came to him with a whole list of what should they be nizer as far as a matzah bakery. See, the first thing is not to make dalmanis suffer, because those are the ones that work usually in a matzah bakery in those days. The Mishnah itself uses a lashon hakeva. So it says if it starts to blow up, it starts to swell, the matzah starts swell, tilash mitzaynus. So she has to go ahead, tiltash mitzaynus, she has to throw it in. She has to go ahead and stop the leavening process by patting it down with water. In other words, that's a din in matzah. Let's just explain that for a second, just halachically, that the matzah has to be meshurma from becoming chametz. That's the mitzvah of matzah. In fact, the Rambam, when he talks about shmur matzah, so that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, kloimar, hizaru b'mit matzah, this the shamua isoy mikol tzad chimutz. Go ahead and be shamed from any tzad of chimutz. Chidotaka asks if it's an Indian of making sure it's not chametz, you should technically be eating shmur matzah the whole Pesach, right? There's minogim of other people do that, but you should be eating the whole Pesach shmur matzah. So the Beis Simcha at the end of Parshas Bo says, now, the pshat is the shmira of the matzah is not a din because you're afraid to eat chametz. It's because the matzah, the mitzvah matzah, that you're losing out on the mitzvah matzah. The issa, you can be semech hanroiv, you can be semech hazakah, but the more, even if you're semech hanroiv, you're semech hazakah, but the mitzvah you didn't do. Right? A person is annoying to see. That's what Meir Simcha talks about over there. A person checks his film, gives it to the sefer missed. The sefer missed something. So Vada is an onus, and a Vada, he's not going to get Einish from the Shemaim. But Lamaisi wasn't a kind of the mitzvah of tefillin. So over here too, the Shmur Matzah is in order that it should be matzah. That's the point of it. That's a din in matzah. Okay, now, Rashi adds to that, and he says, O Chazal, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, right? Rabbi Yoshia Amar, Altia Kairas Amatzah. Don't read it only as the Shemartim is a matzah, Ela es a mitzvahs, but rather read it also as mitzvahs. In other words, the word matzahs can be read matzahs, and if you put the right nekudas, it can be read mitzvahs. We usually write it with two vowels. Kederech, the same way she'ein machmitzin es a mitzvahs, the same way you don't let the matzahs, I'm sorry, you don't let the matzahs become chametz. Kach ein machmitzin es a mitzvahs. So too, we don't allow the mitzvahs to become chametz. Or the person shouldn't leave. All of a sudden, a mitzvah comes to your head. You have an opportunity to call someone, right? We're at home now, and we know there are people that need a call. They're alone. They can't be with family. I realize today there are people that nebuch alone, almanis, and people that are don't have people take care of them, and so forth. We know the situations. You give them a call. You know, you're not machmitz a mitzvah. A mitzvah comes to you. Al tach mitzvah. You're able to do it. We have Baruch Hashem. We're able to learn through a Zoom. We're able to do mitzvahs through a telephone. That's what Rashi says. Aserisa elimboli yotchav comes in. Aserisa miyad. Do it right away. That's the Indian of zrizus, of alacrity, doing the mitzvah, not to wait. Those of you who have a pachad yitzchak on Pesach can look. He goes into the depth of this idea. The question we want to deal with is why is this the source for all mitzvahs, dafka by matzah. What is it that we learn specifically in a matzah? After all, this is something that can be written. Many times the Torah says, mitzvahs. The Torah talks about mitzvahs. The Torah talks about, you know, you should do mitzvahs ba'av, you should do mitzvahs ba'yir, you should do yom shemot ha'shmur, kol mitzvah yisai, v'chulu v'chulu. Why specifically by matzah is the Torah telling us this inyan of mitzvah abal yad chatach mitzenav? That's just not a play on words, that because by matzahs you find the inyan of chametz. The answer is because, and very interesting, the Imre Emes, in the beginning of the first days of Pesach, he says, he talks about the Rasha, he talks about the Chochem, right? And he says, the Rasha is also Misal. Pesach by itself uplifts a person. Even though, like I just spoke to Meir Simcha a few minutes ago, how do you go into Pesach? Mamish, an availist. But you still have to say, Yisham Delave Seinu. So the Rosh, it's a meridikas man of Aliyah. A man when a person is oilan, he becomes a different person. The night of Tezvav is ma'ala person. As we said many times, they did the bris milah, Pesach by night. I milah is only during the daytime. The pshat was, like it says in Chazal, that Laila kiyayim toya, the night of Pesach was like a yayim. The going in the Agada, you take a look, says it's unusual that all the mitzvahs are dafka by night. We don't find that. We find mitzvahs during the day. All the mitzvahs dafka at night, that even in a time of darkness, it becomes light. Even a time with, and now we're seeing such tragedies. Now we're seeing such sicknesses. Now we're seeing, we don't know what to call it. We don't know what to call it. It's more than an assignment. We don't know what to call it. But we know that it's a time of Laila. Comes along, Pesach, Pesach, ma'ala us. So the Chochem himself has an aliyah. The Rosh himself has an aliyah, says the Imre Emes. That's why he's able to ask something that's very close to what the Chochem is asking. But there's a very, very, very tiny difference. There's a small difference. And what's the pshat? The pshat is because that's the very essence of chametz and matzah. Let's explain that for a second. That's the very essence of the difference between chametz and matzah. Let's understand first the etzem word matzah. What does the word matzah mean? Right? What does the word matzah mean? We also know the halacha is, the Mishnah says in Psachim, I believe, I see Rebelli Zamek there, so I haven't seen you many years. I think we learned this together many, many years ago when we were neighbors, Rebelli. We still on Friday nights a little. Those are days we could stay up Friday night. We still had that koyach. Right? Oh, Hoshe, it's good to see you. I didn't realize you were here. My kopon is like this. Chametz, matzah, is made out of the same materials. Chametz. That's a Mishnah. The Gemara tells us, L'seichol lov chametz, shivetz yam teichol lov matzahs, dvar ma'boim l'dei chimutz. It can only be made from material that can become chametz. Right? The five types of grain. Not oiriz, not doich, not rice, not millet. Those do not become chametz. The Rishayim say Chazal tested out, it doesn't become chametz. Now, that means chametz and matzah is the same thing. If you let go of it, then it becomes chametz. If you let go of matzah. The word matzah itself is ki yinotsu anoshim yachta. When two people are fighting, two people are killing each other, right? The Pasuk says, zok te gemara bematzois shebemisa kosev medaber. Two people are striving. Masa umariva is the same word, right? When the Yidden complained before Amalek came, ki masa umariva, on the shame that they went ahead, al ariv, on the fighting that they had, the strife that they had, matzis means a fight. What does that mean? The forces of nature, naturally, there's yeast in the air, right? The Rebbetzin has some flour left. She said, maybe we can make challah for Shabbos. We have no yeast. I said, try the air. They say the air is full of yeast, but I don't think it'll work. Abchaim, I don't think so, correct? But I kopon him, that's, but if you let something go, it will become chametz. What do we do to make it matzah? We fight the forces of nature. We beat it down. We don't allow it for a certain amount of time. We put it into the oven. You put it into cold water. B'chula, b'chula. That's what it means. Matzah means the fight, the struggle, in order to make sure it doesn't become chametz. So Sfasem is quotes a few times, the Chazal, that says in Chazal that matzah and chametz are same letters. Mem tzaddik. They're both in chametz and matzah have mem tzaddik. But there's a difference, a hey and a ches. It says in Chazal over there, it's one nekuda, one small point between a hay and a ches. If you allow that hay to grow a little, that little leg to become bigger, what happens? It becomes ches and it becomes into chametz. As that's a chazal, as Fasem is quotes a few times. Meaning, it's a hairline difference. And says the Imre Emes, that's the pshat. The Rasha understands more than he understands the whole year. Yet, he falls short. There's a small difference. Whatever the pshat is, all the mefarshim are going to go into the small differences. Says the Imre Emes, b'chol ha-Torah, the whole Torah, a hefresh ben toiv l'rahu mashu. To understand the difference is a dakas dik. Somebody once told me in the field of diamonds, there's certain things, the way they cut diamonds can be 0.00000 this, that. It makes a difference in a big diamond of thousands of thousands of dollars, right? You ever see two yeshiva bachum arguing on a svara, right? We're learning dalet kaisis in the morning, right? What does the Rambam mean by this? Does it mean this way? Does it say like the brisk rope? Or does it say like the Eviezri? It's a small thing, and you go into it, and so forth, and so on. That small difference is the difference to understand the halacha, right? You try to, right? When we deal with finances, we look into every small detail. We're able to go ahead and think into the dakas shebedakas. That's the difference between chametz and matzah, says the Imre Emes. That's the difference between the Rasha and the chacham that night. So Memele Pshat is azoy that it says. Like this, it says in the Agoda, Matzah zu an oichel, which is the Mishnah in Pesach. Matzah zu an oichel shema, right? Kol shalma shloish gram elulah yotzei chavah. Matzah zu an oichel shema, right? I said v'martem zevach Pesach. You have to explain. It's not enough just to do the mitzvah. You have to explain the mitzvah. Machoik sishem, if that's a din in the mitzvah or a din in the Agoda, right? Again, a small difference to understand, but it makes a big difference. Is it a gadda dika difference? Is it a matzah dika difference? If a woman is putta from a gadda, maybe she doesn't have to say this. If a woman's chayv in a gadda, right? If a woman is, but if it's a din and matzah, then she has said, a woman's chayv in matzah. It's part of the din and matzah to talk about the matzah, to talk about the mara. Matzah zu an oichlin. Al shema, al shalahismik betsekas av esenu, lahachmitz at shenigna melech, malchem lochem akarish baruchu. So the Sassam is quotes from the Rav Maladi, the Baal Tanya, in his Siddur. There's a Siddur from the Baal Tanya. Pirish. Ki matzah kamoshi. Matzah the way it is. Let's first introduce this Gemara. He doesn't bring this Gemara over here, but the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Gola v'yadula fanecha, right? Gemara brachas. Gola v'yadula fanecha. Rebbein Hashem. We say in front of Rebbein Hashem. Shebetzaneinu lasos retzoncha. Our desire, our what we pine for, what we our passion is, what's ma'akev?
You are listening, right? That's to what we say.
Shibud Malchus. We live in Gullus. What can we do? They make the culture makes us think in a different way. The newspapers, they're watching the TVs, they're watching the internet. All these things put things in our head, which is the opposite of Ratzon Hashem. In fact, the Rashiva Rahutna used to say that if you're really tiny to this, that's why they ask you right away, Nutza Pisa li Yeshua, where you're Mitzapi Yeshua, you shouldn't be under Shibud Malchus. But the first thing is, Sa'ar Shabi'isa, the leavening agent, the chametz in the bread. Rashi says it means the Yetzer Hara. Goin says it means the Erev Rav that's found among us. Rashi says the Yetzer Hara. What does that mean? When you put Sa'ar into an Isa, it becomes what it's really not. And that's what he's saying is, what's chametz? You ever take a bagel? You ever take a piece of rye bread? What is it? It's a lot of air. It's a lot of, as we say, to make a hot air. The Sfasema says, you know what it is? It's gasus. All it is arrogance. It's crudeness. It's a balgaiva. Gasruach. Ki matzah kamoshi hibalias nasus. If you leave it, right? It's low. It's flat matzah. Chametz is gasus. Sheminasa atzava oila b'naficha, like it says in the Mishnah over there, it blows up, it swells up. Ah, oh, says the Baal HaTanya, al yedesha atshenigla lehem pashutra, means is they had to rush out. They didn't have time to make good bread, geshmak of bagels, so they bain batzas. He said, no, lo hispik betzekas avesein lahachmitz. Achinigla Malach Malche Malchim Akarish Bochu. Once the Rabbeinu Shalom appears to you, you see it's the Rabbeinu Shalom. We say, who can ask such questions? My son in Chicago said, at least in Chicago, they're saying this is an act of God. I don't know if New York they've realized that yet. This is not something that we can explain. This is an act of God that's going on. All of a sudden, when the Rabbeinu Shalom is nigla to you, you become smaller. Then you can't become a balgavi. You're not arrogant. You're not crude. So it represents on an esoteric level that what we think, it's us who did it. It's us. No, the Bein Shem's nigla, we see we're not in control anymore. That's the pshat, that's the difference in chametz and matzah. It's a hairline. It's a little Pesach. That's it. The we see right now, I mean, they take an example, right? I imagine. A rocket ship, right? They sent rocket ships. So they run it. How do they run those rocket ships? With all kinds of computers, I imagine. You make one little mistake, one little minutia, right? Today's, I think Mendy wrote, I told him to write, originally I wanted to write a minute difference, but I figured everybody would read it a minute difference, but it's not. So I don't know if he wrote a little difference, a small difference, whatever he wrote, right? That's the difference. It's minutia. I once heard somebody speaking, all these Lamdanim will learn. They pick on minutia. That's the big diff. That's the diff. It's true. Yiddishkeit is about minutia. Yiddishkeit is looking at the dakas dikazachin. That's why a person who learns Torah understands the differences. It's not the same thing. He's able to distinguish. He's able to discern. He's able to see the differences. There's a difference between a ches and a hate. It's a very small difference. The difference is one is chametz matzah. Right, you make one mistake in that computer, that rocket ship probably goes off millions of miles, who knows, thousands, I don't know, whatever. Right, when it goes up, you'll miss the moon, it won't land in the moon. The same thing, now that we see technology. That's what we see right now. What is it that we see right now? All of a sudden we see that one little bug, a place that we don't see. All right, a week ago, people laughed at it. Yeah, it's not going to affect me. Shemi Rachim, take a look what happened. A little bug that comes from the other side of the world. Right? Rabbi Einason said, he told me that there hasn't been such a thing that's affected Klal Yisrael in 2,000 years. Since the Churban Beis Mikdash affected all Klal Yisrael, for Shteitza. Where did we have something to affect? Even the Holocaust didn't affect all the Yidden of the world. Shem Yirachem. Right? The Jews that were in different places. Achenu Sfardim. By the way, the Imre Emma said that the reason that Achenu Sfardim were saved in the war because they didn't talk during Davin, they didn't talk in Kriya Satira. The Meir Dikazach, if Emes could say something, we have no right to say that. That's what he said. He says that they're careful. They're careful. I had once a friend of mine, so he lived in a certain, I want to say what, okay. I mean, I think anyone knows who he is, but maybe Ellie. But he davens, prays, and he became, unfortunately, left. His parents went through the Holocaust. It's horrible. But he prayed, he goes to pray in a Reform temple. Right, and there are thousands of members there. And the night of Pesach, the leader, the spiritual leader, that sort of said that Exodus never happened. It never happened. It's all a fiction. And he made up some shtus afula pamayu. So I said, well, what happened? He says all the Sfardim got up and walked out of that place. I said to them, Yankel, let's call him. And you, your parents went through the Holocaust, right? You grew up in yeshivas. You stayed there and listened to this shlusim. Achenu Sfardim understood. All of a sudden, there's something here affects the whole world. Something happens in China. I didn't even understand. People were telling me it happened by one person eating this, that, a chvesnish. The people go to China. This one picked up. It affects the whole world. Everything economically affects us. And it was mishanda sidrei chayim in our lives. It was mishanda sidrei olam. In Yiddishkeit, Mishanim, Bate Midrashis, Bate Knesiyas, that we can't learn together, we can't daven together. Our tefillas are not the same tefillas, we can't daven. Mida Taiva Meruba Mida Peranias is a cloud. If the Rebbeinu Shem could do such things to change, Savada, one little act can change a whole world. We don't know when we do something good, a Maisa Taiv, learning when it's difficult to learn, to do a chesed, to do tzedakah, to daven with more kavana, to make a bracha. Right, I mentioned this week that what I saw in a safe. I haven't looked at him many, 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 probably 40 years. One of my grandfather's friends, I put out a safe, a Polish Yid that went through the horrors of the war, and who knows what the tsaris. He was a Talmud Chacham. He says when he was in Poland in the early 1900s, he saw all of a sudden a friend of his, a Ger Chassid, that went to America, lived in America. He said, what are you doing here now? He says, I live in America. He made panasa, but the tzaras I have for my daughters, he says, you'd have no idea what kind of tzaras I have. Based on kashrus and Shabbos. He says, and my wife and I are constantly fighting with them. We can't take it. It drives us crazy. He says, but so I decided I'm going to liquidate everything, sell everything, come back and live in Poland again, and that's it. And I'm here to ask the Rebbe. I asked the Rebbe, and what did the Rebbe say to you? The Rebbe said, it says, Vayikra with a small aleph. Vayikra shamal meisha. The Bereshims talk about the every yid. Ispashtusa de meisha b'chol dar v'dar. Every one of us has part of Moshe Rabbeinu in us, right? The Medrash says that when there was a Isha in Mitzrayim would be moiled 600,000 one time. 600,000, says Medrash. Moshe, shu shakal keneged six shishim ribui. What does it mean? That the pshat is sheshmeres ribui. That the pshat is that when Moshe Rabbeinu put himself into every yid, he was the Reya Neman. He was the Reya Neman. I once heard B'Shem the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Zuchan Vracha, what they call now the Shefer Chaim, the Sanzer of the Rebbe, they call him, right? He was a Goyen in learning. The Kasha that everyone asked, the Goyen, other asked the Gro, that asks why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not really mentioned in the Agada. Even that one time many hold, whether it's just their Chag of the Pasuk, some hold it's not in there really. There's Agadas that don't have it. He said, because it's going to come a time where we're not going to have a Reya Neman. We're not going to have that Gadol that we have from before. And yet, the Rebbeinu Shem, the job of every year is to do something to bring us out of Golus. So the Ger Rebbe told him, it says an Aleph Zero, that means the Rebbeinu Shem is calling on each one of us. Do something, could be the smallest thing. Whatever you do, it could be the smallest thing. You could do something. We can't do it the way the Ovis HaKadoshim, but do it. He says, you go back to the United States. You go there, and you talk about Shabbos, and you say it in a pleasant way, and your children will hear about it. Even if it makes a small, small difference, and they probably did, because who knows what happened a generation later by the grandchildren. The Chazon Ish, one time, the Rav Yankov Galinsky came running to him when in the beginning he saw some people from Shomer HaTzair. Most people don't even know Shomer HaTzair is now. But the Shomer HaTzair, the real leftist, communist, socialist, they denied that they wouldn't have a mezuzah, not a Sefer Torah in the kibbutzim. So what their children, one of their children became firm. They started, it was in those years, in the early 50s, 40s. So the Chazon Ish said to them, what's the pshat? Pshat is the parents left the derech. He says the grandparents were davening for them. But it was their choice. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyei shemayim. Their children had no choice because they were brought up secular. What could they had no choice. Those tefillahs of the Zaydas helped for them. You say something, who knows if it's not going to go to them in 20, 30 years from now. Aleph Zero, you go back to America. That means every small thing that we said that we do goes ahead and is mashpia on ourselves, mashpia on our wives, mashpia on our families, mashpia on our community, mashpia on class, mashpia on the world. And that's what we look at going into Pesach, to realize that if we see that the Rebbeinu Shem is telling us that one little thing could do something, it's out of our control. When me the Teva, me the Berenius, if we do something for the Rebbeinu Shem, just to do a little better, take upon ourselves. You have to be blind now to not to see this. As Fasema says, we know the Pesukim, we say, Kimeit Seischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the Navi says, Kimeit Seischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Eren and the Flows. Just like we went out of Mitzrayim. Kimeit Seischa. Not Kiyayim Seischa. Kimei. So Fasema says it means Kimeit Seischa. It's a constant going out. Kimeit Seischa. Mitzrayim Mitzrayim is not one time Maisa. It keeps going. Erena niflos, I will show wonders. What do you mean I will show, says the Sfas? It's more than I will show. I will do wonders. I'll do all kinds of nisim. What does it mean, Erena? The niflos are there, Rabbi Yisai. The Rebbeinu Shem is willing to change. We don't see it. We don't see what to do. If we would see what to do and we would do the right thing, then those neflos would come out. Yiratzen taka, that with the, any ma'aser tov that we do, any learning that we do. I tell you, I'm so moved by all of you that come 10 o'clock at night and learn. We learn till 12 o'clock and then they ask for more. Baruch Hashem, it's a meridik azach. And the Ben Shav Shataka Rachim on us, that in the schus of Torah, in the schus of our tefillahs, all the choylin, right? As I mentioned countless times probably, that the Rabbi Chaim Volozhin writes, he says a story with the Taz, that if you give away your Torah, that your Torah should be whole, protect, it goes in and protects those that are sick. There shouldn't be, we shouldn't wake up, we're waking every day, you're afraid to hear what happens today, that the next day, that the Ben should be merachim on us, and the mitzvah Hashem, we should talk at Bizechet, to Kimei, Seischem, Eren, and Meretz Tzayim, Eren, and Flos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.